Now, do you throw out an awful lot of things that probably could be repaired and we might be able to do a bit better by the planet? Well, joining us now is from Harpenden is Philip Larish. Now, Philip is very keen on repairing and reusing electrical goods in particular. Hello, Philip.
Hi there.
Now, in our countdown to COP26, we're looking at various ways in which we can help save the planet as individuals. And Philip's going to have some tips for us today. But tell us a bit, Philip, about the kind of things you set to and repair.
Well, basically anything with a mains plug or a battery, I'll have a go at. My wife's nephew has got a drone and he keeps crashing that and wearing out the battery, the motors in that. So I fixed that a couple of times and we're waiting for some more motors to fix it yet again. But more or less anything, the one thing I don't touch is anything with water. I hate water. Washing machines, I detest. What I always say is that electricity plays by the rules. You switch it off and it stops coming. But water makes an awful mess.
It does indeed. And it doesn't matter how tight you do up those connections, is there? If there's three
that's
of them,
right,
one of them
yes.
is going to continually drip at the end. Certainly, that's always my experience.
That's right. And you've got a tank full of water in the loft and it doesn't stop until that's emptied.
It's a handy reservoir.
So I steer clear of water.
Okay, but anything electrical. And how have you learnt how to do these kind of things? Because I think a lot of people would take the same view of electricity as you do of water. Ooh, actually, it's really quite dangerous. Just think of the dangers and the electric shocks and so on. How have you learned what you do?
Well, I've been tinkering with electronics pretty much all my life. I was about five, I think, when I was first given a few batteries and bulbs and switches and bits of wire, and I learned to connect those together. In fact, I sometimes say that I probably learned to read a circuit diagram before I learned to read English. So I went on from there, and about the age of 8 or 9, I, with my dad, we built a crystal set. And through my teens, I continued to tinker with electronics and got more and more interested in it. Basically, that's where I learned nearly all of everything that I use in repair. I went on to do an electronic engineering degree, but quite frankly, I can't think of anything very much that I learnt in those 3 years that I've really used in repair. Okay,
right.
It was very valuable background, and it's always worth knowing a subject at a level beyond what you actually need. But everything that I've repaired, I could have done, quite frankly, if I'd bottled out of that degree after the first week.
Now, repairing and reusing, why is it important?
Well, these days, there are huge amounts of electrical and electronics just thrown away, and a lot of it goes into landfill. Even what is allegedly recycled. There's gold and tantalum and various metals in there, which are valuable. But the actual quantities make it hardly economic to repair, to recover them. Very often you'll find that there's probably more gold in a good seam in a gold mine than actually in a smartphone.
Yeah.
So it's actually quite hard to recover these metals, and probably takes quite a lot of energy as well. So much better if we don't throw things away in the first place.
Right. And I suppose in a way we used to do that kind of thing, didn't we? You didn't throw away your washing machine, you continually
That's
repaired
right.
it, your television, all those kind of, well, you didn't, but somebody round the corner repaired it. There was usually a
yes.
corner shop or something like that that would
That's
repair
right.
it. And that's more
yes.
or less all disappeared now, hasn't it?
It pretty much has, yes. There was that shop on the corner of Sampit Lane in St.
Yes.
Albans. You probably remember it. Our toaster, in fact, has been going since we got married 42 years ago.
Congratulations.
And I fitted two new pop-up springs, which both, well, the first one came from that shop, Leiden, I think it was called, and I got the second one online. But that's been going ever since, whereas toasters... in our what we call restart parties, they're one of the commonest things we have, and quite often they're just not repairable.
Because of the way they're manufactured now, is that
well, largely that. So there aren't spare parts. I think the elements quite commonly go, but the elements aren't designed to be taken out. That is all riveted together, and you can't actually replace them. Even if you could get a spare one, you can't actually fit it.
And so we need to do some things about manufacturing as well. And I suppose it's also worth saying that electricity is actually dangerous and you should be very careful about what you do around it.
Absolutely.
Is there any way in which people can pick up the basics of electrical safety and so on if they are thinking about, don't do this, poking a screwdriver inside a toaster or something?
Well, the first golden rule is if you're dealing with anything that's mains driven, make quite sure you unplug it before you even pick up the screwdriver.
Yes, even switching the switch off at the plug isn't enough, is it? You must unplug it.
It isn't really, no. What I like to do is actually place the mains plug on the bench in front of me. So even if I think, did I actually switch it off, I can actually see at a glance, yeah, the mains plug's there, it's not plugged in, it's quite safe.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
from some experience, but not quite the same thing with house wiring, where unfortunately it doesn't matter how many times, you know, if you're constantly trying to repair something over a period of an hour or two, you turn off the fuse, you go and do it. There's the one time when actually you didn't turn the fuse off, even though you think you went downstairs to turn the fuse off, you didn't.
Yes.
So do be awfully careful is the first thing to
say. Absolutely.
But then beyond that, if you've got a certain mind, electricity is reasonably logical, right?
Absolutely, yes. What I say is that you turn it off and it stops coming. It plays by the book. Unlike water, which is why I don't like it, you've got a tank full of water in the loft, and it doesn't stop coming until that's emptied itself. If you play by the rules, as I say, electricity plays cricket. It's fair. If you treat it properly, it's fine. One thing you can do, I might just mention, is you can very cheaply get a mains tester screwdriver. And you can double check with that nothing is actually live. If you take the top off, I don't know, the ceiling rose for a light, you can touch the contact with the mains tester screwdriver, and provided it doesn't light up, you can be pretty sure that you really have switched it off, and then you can start screwing the screws.
Now, you mentioned restart parties. Tell us a bit about the restart project.
Okay, the Restart Project was started by these two people, Ugo and Janet, who had been working for some years in international development abroad in the Third World. And what struck them very much, as we were saying, here we just don't have the corner shops that repair things, whereas out there on the Third World, they just don't throw things away. There's always somebody in a little corner shop, a little shack on the corner. And behind him in the back, he's probably got stacks and stacks of old video recorders and televisions and anything else that might break. And if you bring yours into him, he'll probably find the spare part he needs from amongst his stock, and he'll fit it for you, and off you go. But here, we just don't do that. One of the reasons is that very often repair is much more expensive than actually buying the new one.
That's an interesting point, isn't it? In that repair is often more expensive than buying a new one, and there's something wrong there. And we're not paying the true price of things, are we? In terms of the actual use of resources in the planet. So if I find, oh look, my washing machine's broken, it could well be that there's not a huge difference, at least in the cost between repairing it and buying a new one. So why wouldn't you just buy a new one? Because, you know, this one's 5 years old, 7 years old, whatever. But the answer to that is that actually what you're paying for in the washing machine is not the actual long-term damage to the planet of the stuff that goes into
it.
By the way, washing machines are a particular example of things that use an awful lot of energy to get created, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So we should think about repairing, even if the cost is similar or maybe even a little bit more. But of course, you've got to give it a go, haven't you? Because there aren't too many people around who can help. But the Restart Project is aiming to try and give people those kind of skills a bit more, isn't it?
That's right. Yes. Normally, we We have what we call these restart parties, and a group of keen amateur fixers will sit around, and Joe Public comes in, sometimes in a public library or a community centre or somewhere like that, and people come in with their broken toasters, their broken hi-fis, their broken pretty much anything. Electrical toys we get quite often, battery-operated toys, and we see what we can do to fix them. And we have quite a high level of success. There's some things that we don't manage to repair, but even there we can quite often give the person some advice as to how to buy a slightly more repairable or longer-lasting one next time round. So that is quite a valuable aspect of it as well.
And maybe we should get a few more of those restart parties going again now that things are beginning to ease a bit on the COVID front. Perhaps we can start to think about
it. It would be really good if we could. There are a number of groups in London that I frequently go to, places like Hackney. There's a group called Hackney Fixers, which are very active. And across London, there's a group in Bedford that I visited once. But locally, we haven't actually got anything going. A couple of years ago in SusFest 19, the Sustainable St Albans Festival, a couple of years ago, I joined with St Luke's Church in St Albans in their repair and reuse festival. And I organised a group of fixers, and we had a very successful afternoon and fixed quite a large number of items there. So there are people around in the local area that we could call upon. What we lack actually as much as anything, and maybe one or two of your listeners might be interested here, is we just need somebody to take this on from an organisational point of view. And you don't need very much technical skill. If you can tell a television from a toaster, you're probably sufficiently qualified. But basically just somebody to host the event and direct people to the fixers and record the results and so on, and just generally be a welcoming face. And do the behind the scenes work as well, like organising the venue. Yeah. And things of that nature. So if we got two or three people together who could do that, then
well, you never know. So if somebody's listening thinking, yeah, actually, I'd quite like to help with that, then go and take a look at the Restart Project, just Google Restart Project. If you are interested, you can get in touch with us here at the radio station. Just give us a call, 01727 839 926. And you never know, we might get our own Restart Project started here in the local area. Well, Philip, any last thoughts for somebody who's looking at something that's been sat in the corner for 3 months not working? What would your advice be, whatever it is, you know, it could be anything, but what would your advice be about doing something about that?
Well, first of all, I would think about repair. It's fascinating. If you simply undo some screws, screws are there to be undone, and you'll be fascinated by what you find inside. Secondly, if you can support the repair sector, that would be excellent. There are people around. Thirdly, I would think is, if you can't get it repaired, offer it on Freegal or Freecycle or on an online auction site, and somebody else maybe can pick it up and repair it.
That's a brilliant idea, actually, because we forget that we can put those broken things on that somebody might say, yeah, I'll give that a go.
Well, that's right, yes. And I think finally, recycle is a last resort. As I say, recovering the raw materials is expensive. And it takes quite a lot of energy. So, yeah, that's better than landfill, but treat it as a last resort.
All right, that's excellent. Philip, thank you so much. That's been fascinating this morning, just talking about how we might help save the planet by repairing and reusing. That's Philip Larish.
Not at all. My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure talking to you as well, Philip. Philip is from Harpenden, and his blog is on the Sustainable St Albans website as well. We'll have a link up to that later on today on our website. So, Philip, thank you for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you.